Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have an update about the 2013 commodity program extensions. The recent passage of the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012 extended the authorization of the Food Conservation and Energy Act of 2008, which is also referred to as the 2008 Farm Bill, for many of the FSA-administered Commodity Credit Corporation, Conservation, Commodity, and Disaster programs through 2013. One of the programs extended for 2013 was the Milk Income Loss Contract Program, MILC. Eligible dairy producers are reminded that all of their current milk contracts are extended to September 30, 2013. They therefore do not need to re-enroll in MILC. Specific details regarding certain modifications to MILC will be released soon. Two other programs extended through 2013 include the Direct and Countercyclical Payment Program, DCP, and the Average Cost Revenue Election Program, ACRE. Sign up for DCP and ACRE for the 2013 crops will begin Tuesday, February 19, 2013. The ACRE sign-up period ends June 3, 2013, while the DCP sign-up period will end August 2, 2013. For the most part, the 2013 DCP and ACRE program provisions remain unchanged from 2012, with the exception that all eligible participants in 2013 may choose to enroll in either DCP or ACRE for the 2013 crop year. This means, for example, that eligible producers who were enrolled in ACRE in 2012 may elect to enroll in DCP for 2013, or they may elect to re-enroll in the ACRE program. The opposite is also an option. Eligible producers who were enrolled in DCP for 2012 may elect to enroll in ACRE for 2013, or they may elect to re-enroll in the DCP program. Producers are reminded to call the Cass County FSA office to schedule an appointment to enroll in the 2013 DCP or ACRE programs. Next, a brief reminder about microloan program availability. A recent announced USDA microloan program has been made available to help small and family farming and ranching operations, as well as beginning and socially disadvantaged producers expand their access to credit. Eligible applicants of the microloan program can apply for up to $35,000 to assist in paying initial startup expenses for items like hoop houses to extend their crop growing season. Microloan financing may also be used for essential tools, irrigation, or delivery vehicles, as well as annual expenses such as seed, fertilizer, utilities, land rent, and marketing and distribution expenses. As financing needs increase, applicants may apply for other financing products available through FSA or from a commercial lender under FSA's Guaranteed Loan Program. The microloan application process is simpler and requires less paperwork than traditional operating loans. Managerial experience and loan security have been modified to ensure that small family operations and beginning farmers and ranchers can obtain the credit needed to start and continue their agricultural operation. Current interest rate for microloans is 1.25%. In addition to microloans, there are several loan programs offered through FSA that provide funds to purchase land, equipment, livestock, feed, seed, and supplies. The funds can also be used to construct buildings or make farm improvements. For more information on the microloan program or to apply for other FSA farm loan programs, contact our office. And now a reminder for our vegetable and small grain producers. The Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the Risk Management Agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Production records for all crops must be reported to FSA no later than the acreage reporting date for the crop for the following year. FSA requires that any production reported in a loss year be verified according to agency specifications. NAP losses must be reported within 15 days of the date the loss becomes apparent. The next NAP coverage deadline is for spring-seeded crops. These include vegetables, melons, pumpkins, and spring-seeded grains. Those crops have a NAP application closing date of March 15, 2013. For other closing dates that may affect your crops or may apply to your crops, contact your local FSA office. And finally, 2012 acre production evidence. Producers enrolled in the acre program are required to provide their county office with annual production evidence for the farms that are enrolled. Production evidence for the 2012 crop is due in the local office no later than July 15, 2013, but now is a great time to bring that information in while it's readily available. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions about what constitutes acceptable production evidence. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.